ABC Radio Australia.
The recent soul-searching in Papua New Guinea after several high-profile domestic violence cases has also raised questions over what role mental health may play in the country's high rates of gender-based violence. 19-year-old Jenilyn Kennedy last month was allegedly murdered by her partner. Her death prompted large protests, and politicians have promised to act on domestic violence, with estimates as many as 2 in every 3 women experience it at some stage in their lives. Now, one of the country's leading mental health experts says they need to focus on the root causes of violence, and she says there are many men and women who are likely battling with mental health issues that may play a part in the violence. Bethany Harriman reports from Port Moresby.
Jenilyn Kennedy, the teenage mother of two, was laid to rest over the weekend in Port Moresby. The story of how she died after 6 days of alleged torture at the hands of her partner sent shockwaves throughout the country, and the case has reignited calls for more to be done to stop violence, especially against women.
In the first incident when the girl died, I felt really mad at the boy because I'm a mother of 2 girls.
Psychiatric nurse Diane Rambe was one of the hundreds who've taken part in public marches held in Jenilyn's honour in the past few weeks. But she believes there needs to be more focus too on mental health of alleged perpetrators.
I'm thinking that we didn't do enough for this boy as well. The boy needed help. I think he needed help and he was crying out for help, but no one saw that. No one brought him for help. Especially mental health helper.
And she's not alone.
Most of the things that people are talking about, it's the physical abuses, that it's visual, and then not the emotional and the psychological effects that we men face or go through.
Max works in communications and takes care of his 2 young daughters, but he admits he has been violent in the past.
During my first marriage, I was that violent. I had a daughter during my first marriage, so they usually restrict me from like taking it out for lunch or stuff like that. And then it ended up where I'm gonna admit that I did step her.
He was reported to police, but not charged. Max says he wants to share his story so people better understand why men like him become violent. And one of PNG's leading mental health experts, Dr. Uma Ambi, says that's important.
She heads up the Directorate of Mental Health and Social Change.
Is she all right? And is he okay? Why is she behaving that way? And why is she, at the end of the day, we should not touch each other, but take it to the right authority. And we talk about it, whether a man or a woman suffering, I think they should alert it rather than going on quietly. The end of the day, he is committing crime.
And while there haven't been studies in PNG looking at the link between mental health issues in both men and women and domestic violence, there has been research conducted elsewhere. In Sweden, for example, researchers last year published results from their study that found that men with common psychiatric disorders like depression, bipolar disorder, and substance abuse are more likely to hurt their partners. Dr. Ambi agrees that's likely in PNG too.
Men untreated, unidentified mental health issues or mental illnesses can also cause gender-based violence. Or gender-based violence, if someone is going through a gender-based violence, it can, if it's untreated, unidentified again, it can result in the mental health issues.
She believes it's important to stop the cycle of trauma and says PNG's challenge is identifying mental health issues earlier.
Monitoring the public. These are multifactorial, multifaceted response, like whether it's a attorney general or from different sectors, police, or health, and all of them. We all have to know the individual risk factors involved and the environmental and the monitoring the public access at school and workplace. Like if somebody refers a person to us, then we can do the assessment and come out with exactly to find out whether this person has got some traits of any personality disorder or mental health issues or drug and alcohol issue or a sexual disorder such as paraphilia or any other sexual traits are there. That can be exhibited just after a mental state assessment.